Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message inspires and empowers you to move forward.
Today, I'm preaching a message out of the book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 2. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 2. Simply says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready. Somebody shout, get ready. Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them. I'm prophesying today, somebody's about to cross over today. Somebody's about to cross over from fear to faith. Somebody's about to cross over from lack to provision. Somebody's about to cross over in the name of Jesus. Somebody's crossing over from sickness to healing. Somebody shout, cross over. Somebody's crossing over today in the name of Jesus. And I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. You notice God says, I will give you every place where you step. You notice that God gives you steps. God blesses steps. God never blesses stops. So we got to step. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one, somebody shout, no one, no one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. What an incredible promise for you. As I was with Moses, God says, so shall I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Somebody shout, courageous. You're doing so good. Because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Somebody say, courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to the right or left so that you may be successful wherever you go. I want you to know that true success is not found in what we do or don't do. True success is found in obedience. True success is not measured by a bank account. It's measured by our obedience to God. He goes on, he says, keep this book of the law, the Bible, always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. In other words, just be thinking about it. Have it in your car on the way to work. Wake up in the morning and have a look at your daily devotion. Before you go to bed at night, open up a scripture. You know, turn that Netflix off and open up a scripture. Meditate on his words day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. It's God's purpose for you to prosper and to be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Somebody shout, courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. And in 2021, we're declaring an open heaven over our church, open heaven over this house, and an open heaven over your house in the name of Jesus. We're declaring an open heaven of opportunity, an open heaven of joy, an open heaven of health, an open heaven of provision. We are declaring an open heaven over your lives. And when it comes to living under an open heaven, there's a very important topic that I want to speak to you about today. And that is that in order to live under an open heaven, we must live by courageous faith. See, God is looking for the kind of people who have courageous faith, who are able to take steps of faith and move into inheriting their promise. See, I put it to you today that people that change the world, they don't change the world because they're intellectual, or they don't change the world because they've got this network or this contact. People who are world changers are people who have courage. For people in this room right now, for some of you, it took courage to come to church today. For some of you, it took courage even to lift your hands. For some of you, it took courage. It takes courage to be a dad. It takes courage to be a mum. It takes courage in everything that we're called to do, and everything that life requires of us, it takes courage. And God is calling us to live by courageous faith. Here's this man named Joshua. Joshua, we know him so well. Joshua is the man that led the nation of Israel into the promised land. Joshua is the man that took the Israelites and they walked around the walls of Jericho, and the walls of Jericho fell down. Joshua is the man who demonstrated courage. He was courageous. But I want you to understand that he wasn't always like that. Because here in this passage of scripture, God turns up and it's his very first message to Joshua. And he says, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Joshua, be strong and of good courage. And a third time, he says, be strong and of good courage. Because even courageous people need some encouragement sometimes. And I want to encourage you today from the word of the Lord. The Lord is encouraging you. Be strong and courageous. You can make it. You can do it. Whatever God's put in your heart, God's given you the ability to outwork that. But be strong and of good courage. Courage is so important. It's mentioned 25 times in the Bible. And the word courage is defined as courage is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. Courage is the choice and willingness to confront those things and to move forward. So today, when it comes to living courageous faith, there are three thoughts that I want to share with you based on this passage of scripture when it comes to living a courageous, faith-filled life. Number one, we must have the courage to face the past. In this passage of scripture, the very first thing God says to him, this is his inauguration service. Can you imagine it? Have you ever seen the U.S. presidential inauguration? There's big fanfare. There are all the important people in the world, ex-presidents. Thousands and thousands of people are there to inaugurate the president for a four-year term. And here he is. This is his inauguration. Can you imagine? You know, all the Israelites around and all the dignitaries are there. And God turns up to inaugurate Joshua. And the first thing he says to Joshua is not like, you know, you'd expect him to be some like, you know, go forth and, you know, and inherit the land and, you know, and do what I've asked you to do. Inherit the promised land, which is what he was called to do and which was what God eventually did say to him. But the very first thing he said is Moses is dead. He says, in other words, if you're going to move forward, there are actually some things that you have to confront in your past. We must have the courage to face the past. In other words, in order to let it go, in order to actually move ahead, sometimes we got to face the past. Now, I'm not talking about dwelling in it. I'm not talking about going back to things and go, oh, you know, and dwelling in it. But I'm talking about having the ability to face something and let it go so that we can bury it. See, we think often sometimes that if we don't talk about it or we don't think about it anymore, that we buried it. No, it's still alive in us, but we've suppressed it. And that's why oftentimes it comes out many, many years later. But I want to encourage you today that the Lord is encouraging us to just face the past and let it go. Face the past and let it go. Because you are not your story. You are not your reputation. You are who God says you are. So we face the past so we can let it go and we can follow Christ. Luke chapter 9, verse 59, Jesus said to another man, follow me. What great words. What great wisdom for every believer. Follow me, Jesus said. But he replied, this man, he says, but Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Then Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. You go and proclaim the kingdom of God. In other words, we've got to let the dead bury the dead. In fact, some of us have literally had to do that. And it can be painful, absolutely. But our healing and our victory is found in the following of Jesus. Let the dead bury the dead. There are certain things I don't understand. And it's not that it has been easy. But the answer is not to sit there in it, not to dwell in it, but to follow Jesus. Face the past. We must have the courage to face the past in order to let it go. Many years ago, there was a preacher named Jim Baker. And Jim Baker was invited to preach at a church after he was a convicted felon. So he was an evangelist and through some fraud and paid his due and, you know, did his time. And then after coming out of jail, he was invited to preach at a church. Well, a local news reporter got wind of the fact that he was preaching at a church, and he came to see the pastor of that church who had invited him. Said to that pastor, why is it, how is it that you've invited this man, Jim Baker, a convicted felon, to come and preach at your church? And he said these words, well, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Bible was written by a bunch of ex-convicts. Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Bible, killed a man. Jeremiah was an ex-convict. David, who wrote the largest book in the Bible, the book of Psalms, was an adulterer and a murderer. He was a convict. The Apostle Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament Bible, spent most of his time in prison. He was a Christian torturer, and he was convicted, and he was jailed several times. Jesus was locked up in jail. So if these convicted felons can write the Bible, then we can have a convicted felon come and preach about what they wrote. And if you believe that today, somebody shout, amen. 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 Number two, we must have the courage to face the present. In other words, the courage to trust God fully, wholly. We used to sing a song in Sunday school. Simply went like this: all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. It didn't say most to Jesus. It didn't say some to Jesus, but all to Jesus. See, we must have the courage to face the present, to trust what God is saying, that what God said last year, last week, last decade is still true today. And if God is speaking to you, my friend, then I want to encourage you to trust God fully. He says in verse 3, this is God, I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will expand. Here he is. He's talking to him about something that he hasn't done yet. I want to encourage you. God never waits until you're there to call you what you already are. God never waits until you've arrived to call you what you are. The Bible tells a story in 1 Samuel chapter 16 of a man named Samuel the prophet who's out to anoint the king of Israel. And he turns up to Jesse's house and he says, Jesse, bring all your sons out. He looks at the first one, Eliab. He thought, this must be the one. He's tall, he's handsome, he's good looking. This must be the one. And the Lord said, no, that's not the one. That's not the one. You're looking at on the outside. I'm looking for what's on the inside. I want you to know the measure of a man's life or worth is not based on the size of their biceps. It's based on the size of their heart, of their courage. And then he goes to all the sons and then he says, listen, do you have another son? Am I missing someone? And then he says, yeah, there's another one, David, but he's out looking, tending the sheep. See, oftentimes people, situations, life will put a but in front of God's call for your life. Oh yeah, he's good at this, but, you know, he's this, but, you know, or she's that, but. And people will always try to put buts in your life. But here he is, Samuel. He says, go and get him. And he brings David. And David comes and the Lord says, that's the one. And he anoints him king. God never waits till you get to the palace before he calls you king. In fact, God looks at a kid and he calls the kid a king. And maybe some of you in this room today, maybe you feel like that kid. Maybe you feel like you've been overlooked. I want to encourage you today in the name of Jesus. God calls you a king, a queen. You are precious in His sight. You are called to do great things in the name of Jesus. And if you agree with it, give God a great big shout of praise today. Praise Him in advance for where you are going. Praise Him in advance in Jesus' mighty name. So facing the present means being willing to let go of all control. Isn't that true? We want to keep control. Well, I heard Pastor Sam Monk say this, a good friend of ours from Equippers Church, say this. He said these words. He says, if you are in control, then God is not. And I want to encourage you, you can trust God. You can trust God. Maybe God's calling you to step out in that new venture. Maybe God's calling you to Bible college. Maybe, whatever it is that God's calling you to, face the present and step forward. Trust fully in God. There's a couple called Lance and Marketer who have been a part of our church for about a year or so. And just over Christmas, they knew that God was calling them to ministry and God was calling them to pursue God's call for their lives. So around about, you know, Christmas and the new year, they made a decision that they were going to join MMP. And MMP is a ministry mentoring program that my beautiful wife, you know, your senior pastor, Pastor Tini, runs. And already in this short period of time, what God has done in their lives has been incredible. Was it a step of faith for them to step into MMP? Absolutely. Was it a step of faith for them to kind of relinquish church, perhaps their own control and comfort to step into God's purpose? Absolutely. But when you see the blessing of God on their lives and what God is doing in their family, can I encourage you, friend, and face the present and step forward with your God-given purpose in Jesus' mighty name. And the third thing, we must have the courage to face the future. We must have the courage to face the future. The Bible puts it like this in a very popular passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. Somebody shout future. Hey, I want to encourage you. The greatest days of your life are yet to be lived. The greatest songs that you've ever sung are yet to be sung. The greatest things that you've ever done are out in front of you. It doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. As long as you've got breath in your lungs, then there is God-given potential on the inside of you. And God is calling you to have a bright and a glorious future in the name of Jesus. We must be willing to face the future. And I know the future can look uncertain. We've taken a seismic shift. You know, we had COVID last year, and then even here in Queensland, we had the floods, and it's all like there's all this uncertainty. I want to encourage you today that God is not surprised by that, that your God is not shaken by that. I want to encourage you that your God still has a bright and hopeful future for you in the name of Jesus. The courage to face the future. See, facing the future is not actually about me. For me to face the future, for you to face the future, it's not about what we see today. It's not about us, but it's about those who are coming after us. It's about those who will stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before them. It's not just about me. It's about others who are yet to come. And I want to encourage you. God wants you to face the future. Verse 6 says, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their ancestors to give to them. I want to encourage you that God has given you a promise, and that promise is more than just for your generation. It is for generations to come. As I was preparing this message, I put all my messages in Evernote. And so I was preparing it, and then I went out of the note I was on, and then I was trying to find it again. So I was referencing the text. I was searching by the Bible verse. So I searched for the Bible verse, and then as this sermon came up, then I also discovered that underneath it was the first time that I ever preached this sermon. And the first time I ever preached this sermon, in fact, was on the 28th of September, 2013. It was the night that we launched the Forward Church with the launch group of 20 people. But what's important is that when we went to preach that message, the very first message at Forward Church was on the eve of getting a phone call from the insurance company in New Zealand. And, you know, Ratini and I, we were getting ready, and there were about 20 people in a little function room that we'd hired. We're about to go and launch Forward Church and about to preach this text, this very message. And we got a phone call from the insurance company in New Zealand. And basically, a long story short, was that we'd had a home that had been renovated, some people had burned it down, and we basically lost the insurance claim. So in other words, we were deeply in debt now. And I remember thinking to myself, but Lord, we've just moved here to plant this church, and how could you let something like that happen? That was my first, you know, carnal thought, you know, begin to blame God. God, how could you let this happen? And you know, Tini and I, and Tini's in tears, and you know, truth is, I wanted to collapse because we just moved to a new country. We didn't know anyone to plant a church. We hadn't even started it. We're about to start it. And we get this news. For us, was devastating news at that point in time. And I remember looking at Tini, and I remember just saying to her, and it must have been just, you know, just the Holy Spirit. But I remember saying to her, darling, we're not going to let the devil steal another day of our lives. And we picked ourselves up. We washed our face. We walked into that room. I preached this message that weekend. We launched Forward Church. 7 people were baptized. With that 20, that 20 grew into 50. That 50 grew into 90. That 90 grew into 400 at our very first service. And now here we are 7 years later, multiple locations, multiple things going on. What God is doing is amazing. And I didn't understand back then that it wasn't about that moment, but it was about the future. And can you imagine? Can you imagine if for whatever reason, we decide to shy away from that? Can you imagine? I want to encourage you today. You can't imagine what God has in your future as you step up and be who God's called you to be. Trust in Him. Have the courage to face the future.
Thanks for listening. For more information, please visit forwardchurch.com.